Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to our week of integration in sensual sights. Now, as we work into today's territory, I'm just reflecting on the fact that it was recently solstice yesterday. So some of you, if you're listening in and around that time frame, might still be noticing the impact and the effects of that. A few days prior to that, we had a full moon. And we're headed right into the thick of holiday season for many of us. So this may be an extra rich, juicy time for a few folks. I certainly am feeling a little bit of something in and around that solstice still for myself. So I'm curious to explore into those, maybe integrating not just our work in sensual sight, but as we frequently do, opening it up to just the natural rhythms and events that are happening in this time of year. Yeah, happy holidays. Happy holidays to you all. Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah. We have somebody else to add. Okay. All the blessings to you and yours this holiday season. All right, my loves, as we settle on in for today's session here, I'll invite you to find a place, if you haven't already, where you can either sit or lay and be undisturbed. And perhaps beginning here by means of breathing. Every inhale, an opportunity to call in, to receive, to drink in life. And every exhale, an opportunity to release, to let go, to make space. To let it all down, to let it all go. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion of support below you. And as you do so, noticing any bits of that are pleasant or neutral for you, and taking a moment to savor that, to receive that as nourishment. I also invite you to scan your body mind, looking for other bits, areas of you, memories, physical areas, wherever they may be located, that are pleasant or neutral. And after you've located that, just noticing what it is you like the most about this. Perhaps taking an opportunity to breathe that in, receiving this as nourishment as well. And as you savor it, noticing the impact inside of your body as you receive this energy for you. And perhaps also now scanning the body mind, noticing any areas that are maybe not so much like this. And if anything arises for you, you're welcome to type that on into the chat. And thank you for bringing all of that with you. Thank you for bringing you here. And thank you for all that's gone into you being here. Thank you for your existence and being here and being alive and being together with us all in this way. And thank you to all of those that have come before you, your ancestors, your lineage, and to all of those that have caretaken this very earth that's nourished not just us, but all of those that have come before us. The deepest of thank yous to those that have stewarded this land, this source of nourishment. And as you take a moment to notice whatever that area is in your body that might be a little bit uncomfortable, I invite you to give it a little om. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Thank you. And as we start off today's session working with lymphatic circulation, and that helps to clear out those toxins, those gunk, that waste, that low self-esteem, that overthinking, that overanalyzing. And interestingly enough, we're doing it for the yang, it's the yang chao mo meridian, And the yang chao mo meridian partners with the governing vessel. That's that primary masculine that runs up the midline of our back body. And interesting, for the yang chao mo, we need to work with bladder one. I mentioned, I may have been actually a couple weeks ago, that bladder one is a very influential point across a whole host of meridians. And this one in particular is working with that sense of overwhelm, feeling out of control, just that generalized sense, not even necessarily about one thing in particular, but you know when we get caught up in our head and there's excessive thinking, that can be akin to having excess yang energy in our head, especially if we're getting hot and bothered about those things that we're thinking about. So as we run lymphatic circulation through this entire meridian, going into bladder one point in addition and running lymphatic circulation there along with hydration, bringing in joy into this acupuncture point that helps us to connect to seeing the present moment with clarity. And as we see the present moment with clarity, it helps to nullify worries and excess thoughts. What's really here? If we can take the time to slow down our thinking and notice what's actually here versus what we're fantasizing might be happening or what we're perhaps even hallucinating, meaning thinking in advance about things that haven't even happened yet, that all tends to settle just a little bit more to support that excess cognitive activity. We're going to run a seed tree. It's going to continue for the next 4 days, so right until just after Christmas Day, around Boxing Day there, for those of you who celebrate that holiday. And that C tree stands for C, circulation of all those healing resources, blood that carries our passion, nerve our communication, lymph that drains our toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, along with chi or vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down into all the little guys, the electrons, protons, solitons, neutrons. With that, the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor, endorphins, hormones, and for those hormones, we're going to do an extra little bit of TLC. We're going to run hydration here to help them feel seen, acknowledged, and taken care of. Yeah. Hormones often are very busy taking care of us, that sometimes they can feel a little bit, well, not taken so well cared for. Beautiful. And then coming back to that C tree, continuing on with hormones, endorphins, and endocannabinoids that lower that inflammation, anxiety, depression in our body and help us to heal on so many levels. Also circulating here, the balance of yang and yin, and just doing a little bit of extra bit of that simultaneously. We need to take out any excess fire from that that liver here, and as we do so, releasing it from any part of the eyes, and the liver meridian does tend to govern the eyes and sight, as we've mentioned a while back now, along with the capacity for your eyes to see a new vision. So liver meridian also supports the cycle of birth and growth. So what wants to be visible in your session, or pardon me, in your eyesight in this session, as something that's new? What's ready to be born here? Or if it's already in fruition, what's ready to grow here? And you may even have something come to mind. You're welcome to sit with that if you like. And as we carry on with that bladder 1 sea tree, going into hydration here to complete that circulation, helping those cells to absorb water and joy and release any impurities that don't need to be here. Then D for defrag, much like a computer defrag or a spring clean, taking out all the clutter that doesn't need to be here and what remains to be readily reorganized and utilized for healing. And then all of the R's, reevaluation, recontextualization, reprioritization, getting out of rock and hard place type of thinking and opening up to possibilities where it may have seemed like there was none before. And then integration, introspection, shift the underlying consciousness, perhaps thinking of this as the release, the surrender, the letting go. And as this continues to run over the next 4 days, it's working very consciously with the number 4 in a sacred geometrical representation. It's meant to give rise to stability. And then we're linking that right into the hips, the very foundation of our being. And going into the muscles that keep our pelvis level, the piriformis in particular, along with the psoas muscle, the iliopsoas muscle. We're going to work with the whole length of that muscle that connects essentially our low back to our hips. And as we work with these guys, we need to link them to one another. It's almost as if when one turns on to do its job, the other is polarizing that action and it's working against it. Okay, so as we balance these guys out here in this way to start off with, we're also going to do an emotional release of fear, specifically terror, that things won't work out the way that you want them to, is on the left side. And on the right side, releasing any apathy or numbness about that. And in the piriformis muscles, that's creating this sense of damned if I do, damned if I don't, and feeling kind of stuck. So there's this energy of not just stuckness, but also hopelessness, that there is no sense of that being possible to change. As we release that, it's also releasing from not just the piriformis muscles that keep the pelvis level, but also from the sexual chakra, from the hara. Running now of permissions, and the words are, I envision my new foundation. Sorry, not quite. I envision my new future. I envision my new future. And as we see this future with new eyes, bringing in fresh sights, fresh possibilities, fresh opportunities, and letting them find you rather than having to search and seek. Instead, giving the eyes a break from having to search and seek, and instead harnessing the power of vision that allows for you to call in to manifest in this way. And as we do so, utilizing this time of year, and this time of year for us in the Northern Hemisphere is often thought to be the most feminine of times, and the southern, perhaps the most masculine of times. In the northern hemisphere, this would also be considered the time of death for the shamans, for the mystics. And then on the southern hemisphere, the opposite, as this is the point in time in which the sun stands still. And it stands still for roughly 3 days until it begins to move 1 degree on the 24th of December. Yeah, and as the sun stands still, whether it's in northern or southern hemisphere, this opportunity for stillness also gives rise to the feminine and all of its rich qualities. And stillness, as many of us may already relate to this concept and know, is a very active process at times. There's a lot of movement. And giving yourself here permission to take action when you feel called to. So not disrupting your stillness for any other reason other than it's time to take action now and listening to when that may be for you. Yeah, when's the right time to actually move isn't so much of a cerebral thing as much as it is a somatic, a body sensation. And as we deepen into that, especially utilizing this time of year that we're in, working with this cycle, supporting the very cycles through your feminine lines, through your maternal lines, going back 6 generations of wombs upon wombs of women, and harnessing the feminine power of productivity that's stored in the uterus, that often lies dormant when not needed. Yeah. However, outside of making babies happen, this is still an energetic center for both productivity and a calling home. A calling home to reclaim your energy, to reclaim your sense of stillness within yourself so you can be even more receptive in your feminine nature. So what is it you wish to call home to you? And linking that wish into your uterus, for that right balance of stillness and productivity. And linking that all into the Yang Chao Mo Meridian to feel the support of this masculine meridian, along with its partner, the governing vessel, also very young, masculine. I just see the energy of your womb being held between these two meridians, supported in loving embrace by the masculine, drinking in your internal support from your masculine nature. Yeah, it's always here. It's always been here. And as you may be even more present to it now than you may have been before, perhaps taking a moment to breathe into that balance of yin and yang, of feminine and masculine for you. And as we support this healthy balance by bringing in the consciousness now of transition, finding this energy of transition, when and as you call it in, when it feels right for you to take action and move. And relying on that inner sense of knowing by linking that all into the subtle sense of touch. That subtle sense of touch gives rise to the capacity to just finish off a sentence without even necessarily knowing what those words might have been that somebody else was about to speak in advance, just being able to finish that person's sentence, for example. It's that automatic inner felt sense of, I know this. And as you bring that subtle sense of touch, I see that coming right into the space of your heart, and then connecting womb to heart to help you be even more in touch with all the energies of your womb, of all that you may be growing here, producing in stillness. Yeah, beautiful. And now taking all that we just worked with and linking it into the lung meridian, as the lung meridian works with new beginnings. And as we hold space for this lung meridian to do its thing, to distribute energy, to breathe in new life. To open to new possibilities that may have seemed like there wasn't any available in this way before. Unwinding the connective tissue pathway where that lung meridian runs through the thumb all the way into the upper chest region and into the actual organ of the lung itself. And from here, releasing a sense of wanting to be controlled or subconsciously craving chaos, subconsciously craving out of control energy. And that sense of wanting to be controlled or chaos feeling familiar at times. And for that, we're actually running a body chemistry to detox the sense of familiarity within toxic or pathological patterns that no longer serve, that are held within the lung as it relates to beginning anew. And as we clean out those old toxic pathological patterns that are no longer serving, linking lung to large intestine to support that release, that letting go. And then unifying the lung and the large intestine together as they relate to grief, letting go, dispersion. What is it that needs to be released here? And at the same time as this, if you might happen to have any expectations or strong feelings, or even not even strong, but perhaps even subtler feelings than that, around the holidays, I invite you to welcome those. Welcoming any expectations or feelings around the holidays. And as you connect to them, just noticing, could you let these go? And just for now, would you let these go? When? And again, welcoming any feelings or expectations that you may have around the holidays, whether it's the same thing or something different. Could you let these go? And as best as you can, would you let these go? When? When would you be willing to let that go? And if there's anything here around friends, family, interactions, whether that's having to interact or feeling limited in your interactions, perhaps welcoming that or anything else around the holidays. Could you let that go just for now? Would you let that go as best as you can? When? There's actually a bit more opening up here. So in addition to that, and as I suggest these themes, you're welcome to work with them or anything else that comes up for you around the holidays. Perhaps there's something in here for you around feeling overwhelmed with excess versus being able to just enjoy abundance. Yeah, whether that's with food, presents, drink, or anything else. I invite you to welcome that as well. And just for now, could you let that go? And just for now, would you let that go? When? And with that piece, we're linking that into the stomach, aka conscious mind, and the spleen, aka subconscious mind. And helping that release work to filter through all levels of mind. Going all the way down now into the sub of the subconscious, which is that deepest sort of darkest part of the subconscious. And here, running hydration to support the capacity for change in a peaceful way. Perhaps giving yourself permission to have a different experience. Or at least to let go of the expectation that it has to happen the same way every time. And at the same time as that, linking pineal to pituitary, the strongest feminine masculine balancing we have in all of body talk, which also is symbolic of a union in many ways on that hormonal level. And as we bring in the consciousness of union to the hormones via that pituitary gland, linking all things hormonal into the nervous system and supporting regulation via this connection. As if the two were operating a little bit more independently than they needed to, out of a fear of overwhelm through connection. So as we work with this, also releasing any bits of overwhelm in between the two. And then linking that all now into house number 12, the house of release, letting go, peeling back the layers of who we are not. This is also the home of the liver meridian. And for this, balancing it to the planetary energy of Jupiter to support expansion, specifically in releasing old karmic patterns that the liver tends to store, digest, release. Again, defined by the consciousness of toxic patterns as it relates to the holiday season, or any other places that any of those themes that are present in the holiday season might dovetail into. It's just often right in our face during the holiday season. Yeah. And then running on rinse and repeat the permissions, I release. I release. I release. And with every release via that liver, opening up this lung to start anew as the liver releases the old. Beautiful. And now as that cycle continues to work its magic in an upward spiral, it's defined by the consciousness of elevation. Specifically elevation of spirits, as in like your sense of well-being spirits. You could easily think of that as elevation on a spiritual, in a spiritual sense. I tend to define spirituality as being in relationship to that sense of self, but that's just a me thing. See what comes for you. And as we do this, running more lymphatic circulation through pancreas reflex point, that point on the left-hand side of that rib cage, right about where an underwire bra would end. And as we run lymphatic circulation through it, this time in this way, allowing the natural rhythm of life, the sweetness of life, to be embraced, even though you might have some issues around how it's happened before, but opening up this cycle of letting go and beginning again, letting go and making space to begin again. And at the same time, addressing the pattern of wanting to cling, wanting to hang on, and in turn, making all that's ready to go, that ending process, more painful, more hurtful than it is necessary. What if we could think of this as much like a ripe piece of fruit from a tree falls when it no longer needs to hang on anymore, in that natural rhythm of life, in this way. As we run lymphatic circulation through this pancreas reflex point, also connecting it into that spleen meridian / pancreas meridian. It's kind of a two-for-one meridian in that regard from a Chinese medicine perspective. It was a mix-up and a translation at the time of the Yellow Emperor, thousands upon thousands of years ago now. So as we clear that out for the pancreas reflex point, we're also connecting it now into the energy of the sun, bringing in the planetary energy as we step into this time of light that begins to arise on every new beginning, as if every new sunrise, every new dawn represents that new beginning. Each day a gift to begin anew. Also working with the sun's energy in bringing your fullest life force potential of you to this new beginning. What's here? What's possible? Staying with curiosity versus expectations or judgments or rigidity in our thinking that we help to loosen up the very beginning here. And as we support this curiosity in new beginnings, it's linking into the first time that after you were born, you felt hunger, which is usually pretty early on. And the first drink that the baby gets if they're breastfed is that of colostrum, which doesn't necessarily have a ton of calories in it purposely. By design, babies are meant to actually be digesting their experience of transition into their new beginning. And as babies transition to the new beginning, they need not so much calories, but they need nourishment in the form of all the immune system support that's present in that first initial few days of milk that mothers produce, colostrum. And as the babies experience this, they might not feel hunger right away in that first moment, so that first feed, but over the next couple of days, at some point in there, there's usually the beginnings of hunger that begin to arise. And then hot on the heels of that becomes the question of, what do I need to do to fix this need, to meet this need, to make this happen? As you work with this, connecting you to your inner hunger, supporting you again to take action at a time when it feels like it's appropriate, when you're hungry to move, when you've digested all that's come before, or enough of what's come before. All is a bit perfectionist-y in this context. So as we work with reconnecting you to that drive, working with the permissions, I hunger for life. I hunger for life. And unhooking any negative charges that may be present in those emotional memories around times when you were initially born and felt hungry in those first couple of days. And as we do so, releasing this feeling around that all about not being taken care of, not being supported, left to your own devices. And essentially, we could sum that all up with the word abandonment. Perhaps betrayal fits here for some of you in a better sense. Perhaps both. And as we work with the sensations of abandonment and betrayal as they relate to hunger for life itself, releasing any apathy that may be present here as a protective mechanism that's keeping you at bay from really feeling that hunger, this desire to live, breathe, enjoy life, this desire to be in your sensuality of your feminine nature, or perhaps even the desire to produce a project, to take action in that way. Wherever that action is oriented towards supporting this hunger in this way. And linking it all to house number 6 in astrology, which works with the house of practical reevaluation. And we're orienting that to this time of transition, letting go of the old, inviting in the new. And then linking that again into another house, this time house number 8, and working here with the cycles of death and rebirth and regeneration, along with interrelationships, other people's money. And from here, releasing elements of I won't be able to meet my own needs, type of fears, and releasing any self-abandonment, self-betrayal from the kidneys. And let's linking into the hormone that the heart produces, ANP. I always stumble over the middle word, atrial natriuretic peptide. The ANP. And from this hormone, unhooking another layer of people pleasing. It's been coming up lately. So as we unhook it from the hearts, it allows for the heart to step into even a deeper layer of neutrality. And specifically unhooking it from although the heart is very much yin, everything has yin and yang and balance to it. So we're supporting it in releasing that all from the yin nature. So any sort of yin people pleasing. And this is linking into specifically the theme of overgiving, as well as expectations around over-receiving. Or that sense of, I've done enough, now it's your turn. When is it my turn? You need to give to me now. I overgave and now you owe me. Yeah, a little conditional on that front. As we work with that pattern of overgiving and that sense of over-receiving, for some of you, it may be the opposite. It might be under-giving, under-receiving. As we bring this into balance at the level of the heart, this is the heart chakra that we're working with, which supports integration and balance through all things yin and yang. And as we link into this heart chakra, running a cellular repair on the chakra, restoring it back to its fullest sense of self, its fullest sense of power. And specifically working with the element of the heart chakra that relates to our relationships, our partnerships, how it is we are in relativity relating to the seeming external others in our world. Yeah, what if there could be a way of relating without having to overgive to prove your worth? Or what if there is a way to give and receive in harmony with all of those around you? And what if you didn't even have to figure out how any of that works? What if we just got to let the thoughts about that all go and let the body and the heart chakra lead the way? We may even be able to fall into being able to give appropriately, honoring our own boundaries, and being able to give without the sense of needing anything in return. And from here, unhooking the belief system of, I have to prove my worth. Others need to see my worth. And others should respond to what I've given. Okay, that was three belief systems, not just one. So as we work with all three of those belief systems now, they're unwinding through the various layers of connective tissue, through the heart, the valves, and the little teeny tiny tendons, the chordae tendinae that open and close those valves, along with the electroconductivity system of the heart, aka heartbrain, including that SA node, the AB node, the Purkinje fibers. And then we're linking that into the very blood. And from here, releasing guilt, specifically as it relates to interrelationships with family. And as that guilt releases through the bloodstream, by running both body chemistry to clear out any toxicities along this path, along with lymphatic drainage. I just begin to see the blood becoming a little bit lighter in spirits. Not so serious, not so I gotta work hard to make this all happen. But it begins to have all those little red blood cells now begin to move in a way that's more celebratory, in a way that can dance gracefully, and in a way in which it can feel, this might sound weird to apply this word to blood, but in a way that supports the blood cells in having the sense of, I'm upright again. I'm not so labored down that I feel hunched over, by giving that sense of uprightness. And I just see all those little red blood cells go, I claim my worth. I claim my worth. And linking into the breath cycle to do an emotional release of grief around times in which that didn't so much happen. Beautiful. We're going to tap this all in here. Invitation to breathe, however the body mind may feel called to. Smiling because the next part already started to sneak in. And we're working with, you know, those people, family, friends, or otherwise, that might just sneak in underneath your skin a little bit and be irritating. Yeah. running hydration here. And this is also the area just underneath our skin where the Wei Qi hooks in, that energy layer that's meant to protect, to support, to work with communication. So as we run hydration through here, also hydrating the Wei Qi to support you in staying open in a loving, present way. Staying open and present in a loving way to all that you encounter, family, friends, or otherwise. And to support that, releasing, from just underneath that skin, another layer here of self-pity. And as that self-pity comes out from here, so too does the desire to wish to wallow or to have others see you in a pitiful way. So as we release that in entirety through here, linking it into kidney one points to ground the feet into the earth below. And in doing so, connecting you to being seen, being heard, being noticed, being valued by Mama Earth herself. What if all you had to do to be valuable was not do anything, but simply be in presence with this earth, with this planet? What if your mere existence is all that's required for value? Beauty. So as that begins to take flight in a way through the system, linking it into the lungs and breathing in new life, linking that into the hearts to receive this new life in this way. And imagine with every breath that opportunity to ground in this way, to be in connection without pity, without the need to be seen as less than or inferior, or to wallow in any way, shape, or form about it all, begins to release with every breath. New opportunities, new possibilities take flight. And I'm literally present to the image of birds flying. And they're thought to be the messenger between heaven and earth in some cultures. So as we work with this energy of taking flight, connecting to earth, as well as to the heavens above, to Father Sky. And perhaps even drinking in the opportunity to feel or be reparented in any way, shape, or form that calls to you, to be reparented by the masculine energy of Father Sky, the feminine energy of Mother Earth below you. Or perhaps both. What is it like to be held lovingly in presence by the natural energy of Mom, the natural energy of Dad, regardless of family? And any little bits that enter your awareness, or lots of bits that enter your awareness, lovingly allowing them in, right into, again, the heart, the space around it, and then even into the very lungs themselves, to be in connection in this way. To breathe in spirits, in love, in being held in this way. As we do this, running one more hydration, this time for that cardiovascular system of lungs, of hearts, as well as blood. And from this place, perhaps even noticing what might be available as you think about connecting to family, to friends, or to anybody else. And then running permissions here. This is my power. This is my power. From there, linking into the liver one more time to release again any sort of old toxic patterns as we've done before that might be ready to go now. And as this continues, allowing that natural flow of the liver to continue to detox as it just does. And as it releases that, allowing the heart and the lungs to step even more deeply into this sense of love. And as you open yourself up to even more love in this way, perhaps beginning to play with that healthier balance of giving and receiving. And if you're open to it, you can just simply imagine the flow of love so effortlessly being present to you that it can extend perhaps even to the edges of your body. Perhaps beyond to the edges of your home. And perhaps even into your community. And as you're present to love in this way, perhaps also drinking it in and receiving it in return. And finding the natural flow. That's always been here. And now that you're perhaps even just a little bit more available to be present to it, drinking that in and receiving this as nourishment that it is. As I tap this part in, I invite you to connect to that breath in any way, shape the body mind feels called to. Thank you for calling in this medicine in this way. Thank you for you, for your presence. It's a gift. It's a gift. And it's a gift that I get to cherish each and every time. So thank you. Thank you for your presence and all of you. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. May all beings everywhere be healthy and free, happy and free. And I'm called to play a song that's by Brenda McMorrow. I open my arms to love, /J Rade. It's about 5 minutes. I invite you to allow your body to find that center of stillness. And if it feels called to, moving in any way, shape, or form from that place of stillness, but not until it feels called to, if at all. If at all. I open my arms to love.
I am in love with love. And love is in love with me. My body is in love with the soul. And the soul is in love with my body. I open my arms to love. And love embraced me like a lover.
Love. And love.
me like a lover.
Here's to loving love in this next year, in this new transition. And I imagine we may have a little bit more transition work to follow up on in our next week's session, as that's just before the new year. So thank you all for being here, and such a lovely time to get to spend with you all. Have yourselves a wonderful holiday, however that may look for you. And know that I'm available. I'll stick around after the call if anybody would like any additional one-on-one support. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Happy solstice, y'all.